The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Lifestyle and Entertainment. Community groups help curb loneliness in Australia. Loneliness is a widespread issue across Australia, with studies showing it can have a harmful effect on both mental and physical health. In the outer suburbs of Melbourne, residents are taking action to ensure their communities stay connected. Gay Martin has come to a cafe on the northern periphery of Melbourne to meet a group of women. At first sight, this looks like a routine gathering over a hot drink. But this women's group has a specific aim, fighting social isolation. And it was created by one very dedicated volunteer. "It's just amazing. I don't even want to get paid for doing it. It's just so nice," says Craigieburn resident Gay Martin. Martin had a career in aged care, and she saw firsthand how people in her area were feeling lonely. "When you go there, they're just so excited. Some start crying because they haven't seen anyone for a week," says Martin. Through social media and word of mouth, Martin advertised her weekly coffee club to help women like her stay socially connected. There isn't much reliable data on loneliness issues in specific locations, but Martin isn't the only one who noticed social isolation in the outer suburbs. Craigieburn Deputy Mayor Naeem Kurt says he also comes across the issue while talking to his constituents. "I door-knocked something like 6,000 homes during recent elections, and it was really surprising how many people were coming to us, inviting us into our homes for a coffee, telling us stories about how they lost the partner, how their children weren't seeing them," says Craigieburn Deputy Mayor Naeem Kurt. Craigieburn is one of the many towns that make up the Hume Local Council, one of the country's fastest-growing and most diverse areas. According to a 2021 Australian Bureau of Statistics report, almost half of its population was born overseas. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.